There have been plenty of developments on the South African politics front in 2022, from Pala Pala to failed coalitions and Bheki Cele shouting, The year started on an ominous note when a fire ripped through the National Assembly, resulting in the Cape Town City Hall hosting President Cyril Ramaphosa's State of the Nation address in February for the first time ever.
For many, what happened in Parliament speaks to a much broader devastation in our land. For many, the fire was symbolic of the devastation caused by COVID-19, by rising unemployment, and deepening poverty in our country.
Minister Lindiwe Sisulu also launched an unprecedented attack on the judiciary in an op-ed published early in 2022, which was slammed by many. Here's Chief Justice Raymond Zondo reacting.
It is an insult to the justices of the Constitutional Court, the judges of the Supreme Court of Appeal, the judges president of the various divisions of the High Court, and all the African judges.
It would prove to be a challenging year for President Ramaphosa as former spy boss Arthur Fraser released an affidavit claiming that the president had concealed a robbery of millions of dollars at his Pala Pala game farm. It dominated his subsequent Q&A sessions in the National Assembly.
Please accept you abused your power and you thought there was something special about you.
I need to answer that I don't believe I abused my power. When I informed the general, I was informing a police official.
Former presidents also became very vocal this year as the ANC headed into its December conference. Thabo Mbeki, Kgalema Motlanthe and Jacob Zuma all had something to say about the country's state of affairs and particularly its leadership. Mbeki seemed to preempt the Pala Pala report outcome.
What happens if they say he's got a case to answer? Because the population out there, its own conclusion will be, that's something wrong there. Wrong, maybe wrongly, because indeed somebody is innocent until proven guilty.
It is the Pala Pala shadow that still hangs over Ramaphosa as 2022 drew to a close. After a sitting of Parliament on 13 December, the majority of ANC MPs voted not to adopt the Section 89 independent panel report, which would have paved the way for the possible impeachment of the president.
The Section 89(1) inquiry will therefore not be proceeded with.
Opposition parties are, however, not likely to leave it there.
No amount of numbers can intimidate us into silence. We have done this before, we will do it again.
Then it was Nkandla, now it's Pala Pala. Then it was fire pools and cattle kraals, now it's couches stuffed with dollars.
2023 will no doubt see political power plays intensify, especially as we head to the 2024 general elections. For Smile FM News, I'm Liesl Smits.